It's 2:31:30 in 5 out of 6 Canadian time zones. This is the Roundup, where the Newfoundland time zone rules.
It's 3:01:40 on the rock.
Hello, I'm Colleen Leung, filling in for Bill Richardson. This is indeed the Roundup. Today we continue with the Elliot Graves Mystery Series. This is the first of four new episodes written for CBC Radio. You know the saying, follow your nose. It can lead you to good memories, such as your mother's kitchen. Trouble is, it can also move you to speculate about your significant other's whereabouts. Or, if you're like Elliot Graves, kind of nosing around, it can lead you into trouble. Here's episode 5, The Bad Lieutenant.
Life is all about perspective. If you're a teenager and it's summer, chances are good you're currently having the most fun you ever will. Doesn't get any better than this. Take my cop buddy, for example. This guy, John Chin, just got promoted to lieutenant, so you'd think things were peachy. Not so, because he's got all kinds of adult problems. His brother-in-law died, leaving his sister and two kids in 80 grand worth of troubles, which is his problem to fix. That's an adult's life. That's real life. As a teenager, I have no such troubles and like to think I never will. But one day that'll change. One day I'll be an adult too. The thought scares the crap out of me, but it begs the question, how? What'll happen to me between now and then that'll give me perspective on my place in the world? Whatever, I got a good decade. Till then I'll just complain, because I am a teenager and it is summer. But I'm standing in the rain downtown, waiting for a ride that was supposed to show up 15 minutes ago. I worked a split shift today. I don't need this.
Come on, hey, dude, check this guy.
Forget it. Do it.
I got it. Hey, man, you got the time?
Yeah, it's midnight.
Thanks, man.
Now, there are places in downtown Winnipeg where you don't want to hang in the dead of night. Fortunately, I'm nowhere near those places.
I dig your shoes.
But even thugs get creative.
You do?
Yeah. Offer them to me.
What? Offer my friend your shoes.
Oh. Okay. Suck my... Oh. Not many guys are good at taking a punch. And like most guys, I went down. But I've taken a few punches, so I don't stay there.
Yeah.
And after I went down again, they start kicking me. I'm on the ground taking my lumps when I see this sharp schmuck in a suit watching us from like 30 yards away.
Dude, call the cop! Hey, what do you say, boss?
Boss?
Don't ignore the kidneys.
What? You feel kind of funny after getting mugged. Sort of like your skin is a shirt you'd rather take off. You want a blanket instead. In the end, I was down a pair of docks and a wallet, but I think it's clear the moral victory is mine. The suited schmuck and the thugs are gone, so I'm sitting there in muck, taking stock of my cigarette situation when my ride pulls up.
Sweetie, I am so sorry I'm late. I had the worst day. My mom had my car because hers got written off and she didn't get back from her support group till like 20 minutes ago. Elliot, get the car, it's pouring.
Whoa, you cleaned it.
Where are your shoes? And why are you filthy? And what happened to your cheek?
You clean?
Yeah, well, we couldn't fit the camping gear in otherwise. And I found the ugliest thing living in an old McDonald's bag. It fully needed it.
When are you going camping?
We are going camping tomorrow, because you promised Alan if you got tickets to Folk Fest, you'd go.
I'm not going camping.
Yeah, you are. You promised.
I hate camping. Like, hate. And I choose the word very carefully.
Too bad you promised.
But, Sasha...
Happy birthday, sweetie.
So I'm going camping tomorrow. My girlfriend doesn't care where my shoes went, and between you and I, something happened tonight that she ain't telling me. I wasn't too worried about what that something was till she conked out when we got back to her place. I tried to sleep, too, for a while. But this smell kept bugging me. It took a while to figure out it was Sasha's hair. Or at least, inner hair. and the sweater she'd been wearing. There's nothing worse than when cliches descend on your life and all you can smell is cheap cologne. Don't let it occur to you. Don't picture your girlfriend sweating and grinding against another guy. Think happy thoughts. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Fantasize. That's it. Fantasize about a good birthday present. Something from the spy store downtown. A directional microphone. Or a motion sensor camera. Or a radio transmitter that fits into a tooth cap. Maybe there's a rational explanation. If your girlfriend stinks, it doesn't mean she's unfaithful. She could just have bought you horrible cologne and dunked her head in it. Maybe she really was late picking me up on account of her mother going to some group. Speak of the devil.
Oh, Elliot, you scared me to death. It's 2 a.m.
Where were you?
Working. A double shift.
Working? Not some support group?
Support? Do I look like I need support?
No, you sure don't. Here, give me a squeeze. I'm off.
Okay. You're not walking home, are you? Oh, but let me give you a ride.
Oh, no, no, no. Me and Sasha and Alan are going camping at Folk Fest tomorrow. I gotta get up early. Real early, actually.
Oh, that should be fun.
Well, there's a chance.
Bitch.
Next, you'll be telling me you're not all about camping.
I told you that 2 months ago.
Why does it stink in here?
I can't believe we had to set this up in the rain. Ugh. What is this, 2 ounces?
Alan.
It's Folk Fest. Everybody sells out here.
You said you stopped.
One day, Alan, one of these days, your ass is going to end up in Stony Mountain. That's not the smell either. What's this?
Axe deodorant spray. The ladies love it.
Funny how a little thing, like a sniff of cologne, can send your brain into a tailspin of doubt and paranoia. Yeah, that's it. I gotta go.
Elliot, it's pouring.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Sweetie?
Life is all about perspective. If you get mugged because your girlfriend was held up in some mysterious situation that left her stinking like your best friend's cologne, you might say it's been a bad day. Maybe the most awful day you've ever had.
Freeze! Move! Get out! Move!
I say give it 4 seconds. Things will get worse.
Get out of my way! Freeze!
Whoa! Hey!
On the bright side, you're that much closer to being an adult.
Are you okay?
Get him!
Stay there!
Everyone will have a different reaction to getting shot at. Yours just depends on what led up to it. With last night, this morning, and 2 hours sleep in between, I passed out. I dream, but it feels like a nightmare in disguise. I keep hearing gunfire, rain in my face, the mud, and the stink of Axe body spray. It keeps flashing at me, stabbing at me, till...
Oh. Whoa. Hey, it's cool. You're in the nurse's tent.
Oh. How long was I out?
About 90 minutes. What's your name?
Elliot Graves. Did you catch him?
No, but he knows we're looking for him now. He won't be back.
Damn it? Well, if you caught him, maybe I would have got my shoes back.
What?
Guy mugged me last night. He got my wallet and shoes.
Look, I know you're probably feeling real shook up, but...
Yeah, I'm deeply disturbed. Look, I gotta get going, Officer
Norton. You're gonna need to give a statement.
Yeah, I'll do that. I may just be a kid, but Officer Norton's about as salty as a guy can get without taking a dip in the Dead Sea. A hood doesn't bring a gun to Folk Fest unless he's got plans for it. Something to protect, or something to kill. When I got back to camp, Alan and Sasha were sitting on the picnic table at our site, watching this tiny fire. How romantic.
Whoa. Why you always gotta walk around all sneaky?
Sasha, we gotta talk.
We do?
So, I figure I'm gonna go back to town. Get some provisions. Take in the car.
For Shizzle. So, what? What do you want to talk about?
Well, 3 things. Point one, it's not for Shizzle anymore. If anything, it's for Shizzo, but I don't think you or I should try to use it in public regardless.
Okay.
Point 2 is what's going on with you and Alan, but I think I got that figured out. Sweetie?
Yes?
Yep, totally.
Are you okay?
No. Your mom didn't use your car yesterday. You lied to me about why you were late, and I couldn't figure out why. Made worse because you happened to stink like Alan's cologne, so I figured...
How could you think that?
I didn't think it. It just occurred to me. No, you weren't making out with Alan. You were getting stoned with him. Today you taste like smoke, but last night you used his body spray to cover the smell after you realized you'd lost track of time. Correct?
You're a freak.
A correct freak?
Where were you? You just took off and...
I was getting shot at.
Pardon?
Let me tell you about my day. So I do. And frankly, it's the best part of my day. It's me and Sasha, and a passerby even gives me a cigarette. I tell her about my bad day, and after she hears the whole thing up to salty Officer Norton, she reaches for my smoke. Hey!
So you're positive it's the same guy?
Absolutely positive.
And you're not gonna...
Try and find him? No. It's just a pair of shoes. But my birthday is just sucking so far. Can we, like, go to the festival and just hang out and not think about anything? You and me? Sasha figured I'd come up with a pretty good plan. And it worked out for a while. We had some gelati, listened to some weird Indian music. And for a second, it was perfect. I forgot I wanted a cigarette. I forgot about everything. Till we're headed back from the main stage and Sasha says...
Check it out.
No way.
You wouldn't think Detective Chin was into folk music.
Lieutenant Chin. He's supposed to be on, like, morning leave or something, helping his family out after his brother-in-law died.
Hey, Chin.
No, shut up.
What? Maybe he could help you get your shoes back without getting shot?
I doubt that.
Why?
Because he's walking with one of the muggers. Which raises all kinds of questions that I'm not about to ignore. Sasha had another perspective.
Well, what if he's working a case and you screw it up?
Nah, something stinks.
Nothing stinks.
I got a feeling.
No.
Forget it, we're following them.
This is a bad idea. Elliot! No!
Despite Sasha's better judgment and, I suppose, good sense, we tailed Chin through the muck all the way from the festival to a tent trailer on the north side of the campground. This may speak poorly of my character, but I've been on one or two stakeouts before, and broad daylight is not the time for it. Even so, I wasn't about to walk away empty-handed. Good thing Sasha was there. She's my rock.
Elliot, no! You don't need to be any closer! Come on!
Maybe she's my recliner.
Get back here, Elliot!
Whatever. I snuck right up close to the trailer and bent an ear.
Well, if it's everything you say, you got nothing to worry about then, do you, boy?
When do I see the money?
Well, you're pretty wound up. All that coffee and donuts rewired your insides, you know?
You don't come up to me in public again. This was completely unprofessional.
Okay, so are we just gonna stroke all day or what?
Take your sample.
I'd heard enough. On the way back to camp, I laid it out for Sasha, and she started to come around.
It doesn't make sense. Why would Chin be doing a drug deal?
First, we're not 100% drugs. The guy only said sample, and for all I know, it's comic books. Now, what we have is a known criminal consorting with someone he knows is a cop under suspicious circumstances.
How do you know he knows Chin's a cop?
He bugged him about donuts, and Chin was totally paranoid about it.
What is he doing? And why at Folk Fest?
I know, it doesn't make sense. Yet.
There you are. Man, I come back to camp and everyone's gone. I'm sitting here all alone like I got pungent pits or something.
I thought you'd be busy selling.
Oh, no. No deal on the first day of Folk Fest. Total heat score, man.
What?
Cops. They can't control it all, right? So they always bust like half a dozen dealers on the first day.
Which is how salty Officer Norton ran into my buddy.
You're not making new friends with more cops, are you?
Something tells me I can't afford the one I have.
Oh, so anyway, check it out. Smokes. Smokes. And more smokes.
Awesome. Oh.
And I figured since you've been jonesing so long, you probably just want your present right now.
I thought yours was the gift of folk music.
Yeah, but I still owe you for stealing your car, right? So, here. Happy birthday, again.
You totally didn't have to. Oh, awesome!
What?
The deluxe Spy Kit 3000 complete with 15 kilobaud sound bugs and a multi-chromatic ultra mini cam? Dude, I love you.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, come on. What are you going to do with... No.
This is perfect. Batteries included?
You're not going to...
Up here, I already have.
Well, what's going on?
Check. Check one, two. Oh, yeah. Now, it's true I've never tried to plant a bug, but anything Tom Cruise can do, I can do better. Well, I'm taller than him, at least. The name of the game was Quick and Quiet. Chin's music was all the cover I'd need to sneak up to the trailer from behind and pop a hole in the canvas. I slipped the bug through the hole, and it's all easy peasy lemon squeezy till...
Why am I not surprised? What are you doing here, Elliot?
Chin, I was taking a shortcut to the trees and
what
I...
What are you doing here?
You mind if I smoke? Why had I told Sasha that I wanted a spy kit? Why did that idiot stoner buy me one? I was sweating bullets. Chin drags me to his car and just starts driving. Doesn't say a word. All I could think about was the shovel and bag of lime he's got to keep in his trunk for teenager-related emergencies. In such situations, it's best to sit back, shut up, and let the other guy assume you already know everything.
How long have you been on to me?
Long enough to figure it out. And now he looks at me, long and hard. Long enough for me to stare him down. And he nods.
All right. I'll explain it to you, nice and slow.
So he does. He retells me the story of his sister and her late husband. Did you know that if you got a husband and two kids and a brand new house and your husband dies, the bank will come and take your house away?
Unless you can come up with a 20 grand balloon payment by the end of the month.
Hey, you're gold in my book.
Shut up. You think I'm proud driving around with 10 keys of coke in my trunk?
Whoa.
All right, kid. Here it is. What will it take to make you turn around, walk away, and never mention a word of this to a soul?
$10,000?
Awesome. No. 10 was his first offer. I just didn't answer, and he went up to 17.5.
17? You're joking.
No. It's like I'm having this horrible bad day, and then a fortune falls in my lap. Happy birthday.
You're actually going to...
Well, come on. Here, Chin helps out his family. I get a nice little slice, and everyone's happy.
Elliot, coke kills people. It's not like dope. It destroys lives. Look, I know what it's like, okay? I've been broke, too.
Not like I've been broke. I'm low class. This is university paid for, and you want me to walk away?
I want you to want to do the right thing.
Well, what's the right thing? How do you know Chin selling coke isn't the will of the Almighty?
Fine, honey. Talk yourself into it. You be real proud.
Sasha.
No. Be proud.
Come on.
Don't listen to her. Now's the time for morality. It's not like it's gonna happen twice.
To be fair, all three of us made great points. But when you've been raised by television, the fence is an easier place to sit. It's nice when you're unsure of a course of action for fate to take a hand.
There you are.
Officer Norton, we got a pile of paperwork for you to fill out. You said your wallet and your shoes?
You told me this guy was long gone, not coming back.
So I thought. It turns out our mugger is a high roller.
Really?
Well, somebody's got an eye on him because he came back into the park this afternoon and we're not allowed to touch him. A narc unit is going to bust him later tonight. So tomorrow we should be able to help you out.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So if you could swing by our offices on the west side of the park...
Yeah, I'll do that, officer. Thanks.
Don't make me hunt you down again.
No problem. I started heading back to the camp, but something stopped me. Something made me want to check up on Chin. I wasn't about to walk all the way to his trailer. I'm devoutly lazy. Better to just give the sound equipment its maiden test. Okay, be gentle.
Midnight? Don't give me that. This was supposed to happen half an hour ago. And I don't care what he has to say. I just want this stuff unloaded. Look, I was just giving the kid a lift. He's nobody. No. Well, if it does, I'll put a bullet in him myself. And that'll be the end of it. All right. Midnight.
So So what if I'd be out 17 grand? It's not like today was full of high points anyway. No, I wouldn't be telling Chin there was a setup. Clearly the best place to be was beside Sasha.
No, it's inedible.
Completely unfit for consumption?
Once a marshmallow is beyond golden brown, it's garbage. Now this is a marshmallow.
I like the burned ones. I got zip.
What's wrong?
What could be wrong?
I figured maybe throbbing pangs of guilt.
Chin's gonna get busted.
What?
Somehow the cops got wind of it. They're gonna sting him at midnight.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
So, no 17 grand?
Nope. Chin's my friend. He always had my back, and all he's trying to do is take care of his family. He should go to jail for that? Lose his whole life?
It was his call. We're kids, Elliot. Have another marshmallow.
No.
No?
No, come on. We gotta find Alan. It didn't take long to track him down. Just follow your nose. Fast as I could, I laid everything out for him. Crystal clear.
So wait, where are your shoes?
Look, never mind. Remember when you stole my car?
I thought you were over that.
I am. Look, what do you need to break into the trunk of a 68 Dodge Charger?
Whose charger?
A cop's charger.
Elliot!
Ooh.
You're in?
So in.
Alan grabs some gear from the campsite, and the three of us head over to Chin's car. We're about to break through the trees when I stop dead in my tracks. Sasha stops with me, but Alan just keeps on trucking, right up to the charger. Alan!
What is it?
Salty Officer Norton. And Alan doesn't even notice the guy. He breaks out a crowbar and wedges it into Chin's trunk, while Norton comes up from behind.
Can I help you, son?
Hi.
Sasha.
Yeah?
Hand me that rock. Thanks.
Well, you wouldn't be trying to break into this car now, would you?
Oh! Dude! You just knocked that cop out!
Yeah.
That dude's gonna have a lump.
Open the trunk, Alan.
Right, right.
Is he okay?
He's cool. There's some paperwork to fill out in the morning. Sasha and Alan didn't want to be within a mile of it, so I took her car and drove till sunrise. I figured any random country road would do as a burial ground for drugs. By the time I got back to the park, Chin was already packed and gone. Smart man. As for me, I felt pretty peachy. Because it's the times when you get mugged, the times you get shot at, the times life really sacks you that hopefully eventually changes you from some schmuck raised by television into something, I don't know, better. Makes you lift your head up, look forward to what might happen next. Of course, right about then is when you stroll back into camp and find a stoner stuck to your girlfriend's face.
Aw.
Elliot?
Dude!
Oh, nuts.
Elliot Graves was written by David Ferber and starred Jacob Tierney as Elliot, along with Kirsten Fairley as Sasha, Peter Costigan as Alan, Ho Chow as Detective Chin, Shannon Lawson as Wendy, Colin O'Meara as Officer Norton, and also in the cast were Tony Munch, Glenn Bang, and Richard Clarkin. The series script editor is Dave Carley. The engineers are Wayne Richards and Mark Demers. Sound effects by Mark Demers. Production assistance by Rosie Fernandez. Elliot Graves is produced by Tom Anico. The executive producer is Damiano Pietropaolo. John Mayer now with Bigger Than My Body.
I'm grounded, got my wings clipped. I'm surrounded by all this pavement. Guess I circle while I'm waiting.
John Mayer and Bigger Than My Body. Mayer is 25 years old and from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Next week, John Mayer will be playing in Kelowna and Vancouver. Coming up on the Roundup, the African continent. Digging up temples from ancient Egypt and music from Cameroon. That's after the CBC News.